your Locked On Panthers, your daily podcast on the Florida Panthers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Tuesday, July 6th edition of Locked On Panthers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is a daily podcast where we talk about all things Florida Panthers. I'm Armando Velez from PantherParkway.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at MondoMan12. You can follow the show account at LO_FLAPanthers. You can follow the Crosscheck NHL show with Andrew Berkshire and Mary Clark. And you could also follow Locked On NHL. You need more hockey news, and Locked On NHL is here to fill the gap. It's our daily podcast on everything happening in the league. Subscribe and listen each day for a quick look at the biggest stories and game recaps each day. Subscribe to Locked On NHL today, wherever you get podcasts. So a little bit of a housekeeping for the Locked On Florida Panthers podcast is that the recording schedule is changing, at least for the off season. With whenever we are in season, I usually like to watch the games and record immediately after there, so you can get the information in right in the morning as soon as you wake up. Problem is with that is there's a little bit of a lack of sleep for myself. And with working really early in the morning, sometimes it's really hard to do that without getting the proper rest. And rest for me is really important. So as far as the recording schedule from here into the off season, it's going to be more of a mid-afternoon / evening recording. Either they drop the night of, or it could be the next morning after, depending on what's going on, what news breaks. So if you don't get a podcast early in the morning, as soon as you wake up, because me as a podcast listener as well, I like to go on my way to work and plug in my phone in the car, put on the Bluetooth and listen to podcasts and on my way to work. So sometimes they drop in the morning. So that might not be the case for Locked On Panthers every single morning for your commute to work. And for the listener, I apologize if I don't get one immediately in the morning. But with off-season mode and as a podcaster and have a day job outside of this and other projects that I'm working on outside of this, sometimes the recording schedule might not have me record super late at night and then dropping it, at least timing it to drop it in the morning. So just a little bit of housekeeping there for the offseason related to the Florida Panthers. And speaking of offseason, we're not actually in the offseason yet, because the Montreal Canadiens found a way to force a game 5 and win at home in front of their quote-unquote 3,500 fans. It definitely looked more than 3,500 fans in the Bell Center with so many other fans outside. And for me, I feel bad for those fans who haven't seen live hockey in like 16 months almost, and a lot of them are unable to get in. But also the scene in Montreal, an original six team, a historic franchise, a team that has the most Stanley Cups in the league's history, it's awesome to see the scene outside of Montreal, and it makes me happy for those fans regardless of whether there is a pandemic or not. It's great to see the unity of the fans coming together to cheer on a team. So I just feel really for those fans there who can't experience seeing their team in person. But speaking of feeling for fans, feeling for a franchise, feeling for a family, I want to take this time. I didn't say this on the recording yesterday. I want to take this time to talk about Columbus Blue Jackets goalie Matisse Kuvalinks, who unfortunately died on the 4th of July due to a firework malfunction that caused chest trauma that ultimately took his life. And he was young. He died at 24 years old. And as someone who's just only 3 years older than him, I'm just thinking, I can't even imagine. And I'm sure a lot of people listening to this are also around the age of in their 20s or 30s, because podcasting, as far as the listenership, is more getting more really into the 20s and 30-year-old people. And so a lot of you guys listening can really relate. And even if you aren't in that age range, I'm sure you can relate to that. You can't even imagine your life being taken at that age. And it's just, I just feel for the fan base. I feel for his family. I feel for everyone involved in the Blue Jackets organization, and even Bill Zito, former Columbus Blue Jackets front office. And he made a statement yesterday talking about Matisse, and he said, quote, "My heart aches to learn this morning of the passing of Matisse. Our Panthers family joins the NHL in sending heartfelt condolences to his family, teammates, and the Columbus Blue Jackets family during this impossibly difficult time," close quote. And as the story develops, we're learning more that he was actually at the goalie coach's house during this 4th of July celebration, which ended up being a tragedy. That, let's call it what it is. It's a tragedy. And I can't even imagine what. There's just no words. There's just not really. I don't know what else to say, because you can't bring somebody back like that. And I just want to say, for you guys listening, if you have any petty feelings towards anyone or anything or any situation, just let it go. Life is too short to be mad at people, things, and make sure to love and hug your loved ones every single day, because you never know when they could be gone. And 24 years old, that's the really thing that really stands out in all of this. And I'm just, let it go, guys, if you really do. And I want the people listening to this to know that enjoy every single day that you're here on this earth, because you never know when it's going to be your last. And it's just hard to hear. I haven't heard what Locked On Blue Jackets host Jay Forster has said about this yet. And honestly, when I'm done recording, I'm probably going to listen to Locked On Blue Jackets to see what he has to say about this situation with the Columbus Blue Jackets. And as someone who, for him, to cover that team on the daily and see, hearing, and he's on Blue Jackets Twitter, seeing like what they're saying. And definitely, even if you don't subscribe to that show, I definitely recommend that you go to the feed and see what he has to say, because he will definitely have a better perspective than I will, because I cover the Panthers, he covers the Blue Jackets. And I feel kind of at a loss for this as well, because the Florida Panthers, as a franchise, they're connected to the Columbus Blue Jackets based on the front office, the signings that they made on their, as far as their personnel as well. So it's a little bit of a connection between the two franchises as well. The Blue Jackets and the Blackhawks are the two franchises that the Panthers are connected to probably the most when it comes to their overall philosophy and the personnel that they brought with them. So in a way, it's something that I feel really connected to as someone who covers the Panthers. So that's why I felt like it was appropriate to bring up this situation. So we're going to take a break, and in the next segment, we're going to talk about Florida Panthers related news, and we're going to talk about the buyout period, which starts 24 hours after the Stanley Cup is rewarded. You've been listening to Locked On Panthers. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating, questioning, and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing only the brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest price possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control models and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are reliably low and are the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in there. How did you hear about us, box? So they know we sent you. Amazing selection. Reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. So Jameson Olive of floridapanthers.com posted today that the Florida Panthers hosted the Miami Lighthouse at the BB&T Center today for a blind hockey clinic, and it was their second one that they did within the last week, which goes to show that this franchise once again is doing great things off the ice to help those people in need. They are helping visually impaired people. They help people who struggle after they get out of the military. The Viola family is very into helping those veterans. And if you've been to a Florida Panthers game and you even hear on the television as well, you could hear the song We Can Be Heroes. If you've never attended a Florida Panthers game and you hear that song in the background, that's them honoring a person who served the country. And that's what that music is about if you never been to a game in person. So the Viola family and the Florida Panthers franchise just continue to do great things off the ice. So Frank Cervelli of Daily Faceoff Hockey, formerly of TSN Sports, spoke today about potential buyouts after the Stanley Cup is awarded. So the buyout period start 24 hours after the Stanley Cup is awarded, and he listed quite a few candidates, and there is a Florida Panthers player on this list. And we did talk about possible situation of a buyout of Sergei Bobrovsky just a few weeks ago with Jake Winans of Panther Parkway, my fellow colleague. And for those listening, wondering if it's Sergei Bobrovsky, it's not Sergei Bobrovsky. And that shouldn't come as a surprise, because based on the amount of terms left on his contract, 5 years, I don't think there's a situation, not impossible, but I think it's easier said than done to try to create a buyout for a player with 5 years left on his contract, and with buyouts, it stretches to 10 years. So with Bobrovsky, if there is a buyout, like we said in the episode with Jake, it's not something that would happen this year, if anything. And if you guys want to go back and listen to that episode, you guys can go back a few weeks and listen to that show. So the player that a possible buyout for the Florida Panthers is, wait for it, don't get too excited, don't jump out of your seat too much, it's Keith Yandel. And this one doesn't come as a surprise. And I've said many times on the show, Florida Panther fans know that the reason why he was still playing and still not a healthy scratch was because of the streak. So it showed when Coach Q decided to scratch him twice in the postseason. So why does this matter? Because if there wasn't a streak around, you would have Keith Yandel either being traded, I mean, if the contract terms were not what they were, or he'd be a healthy scratch pretty often. I mean, look at Anton Stroman. Anton Stroman's not making as much as Keith Yandel, just a little under $1 million, $800K less than Yandel. But he doesn't have a streak going for him, so it's easier for Coach Q to scratch him. However, if Yandel is here past this offseason, it's going to be a problem for the Panthers. It's going to be a problem in their play. It's going to be a problem in their locker room. It's going to be a problem, I guess, in the media, because it's going to be something that's talked about. Unless Keith Yandel all of a sudden turns it around, all of a sudden doesn't have any turnovers that create breakaways at the other end. But at this point, we know who Keith Yandel is. And if those mistakes happen, yeah, we can be mad about it. But at this point, it's not a surprise anymore that this happens with them. So this is where a buyout comes into play for Keith Yandel. And for those wondering what Keith Yandel's contract situation looks like, he has 2 years left on his contract with $6.35 million left. So a buyout for Keith Yandel would be 4 years. So what do those numbers look like for Keith Yandel? We discussed Bob's. And again, Bob's buyout at this point in time would be 10 years. So again, for him, it's not smart to do a buyout for Bob right now. For Keith Yandel, it'd be 4. So original buyout cost year by year from the 2021-2022 season, each year would be $1.24 million. Post-buyout earnings would be $1.24 million each year except for the 22-23 season, where the post-buyout earnings for Keith Yandel would be $4.24 million, which means total cap hit for the 22-23 season would be $5.391 million. That would be a little bit hard for the Florida Panthers to swallow, being that you're paying $5.39 million in a flat cap world for a guy who's not on your roster. That one's tough, because would you rather have paying out $5.39 as your cap hit versus $6.3 to have a roster spot and you pay just $1 million more to have it? So that's something that the Florida Panthers got to ask themselves. Is it worth it for that? And if Keith Yandel's getting older, he's 34 years old, and there has been no signs of his play being improving, then I say that it could be worth it. Because in 2023-2024, all the initial base salary from the 2 years remaining on his contract would be go right at zero. All the signing bonuses would be at zero. The buyout cost would still be the same. The post-buyout earnings would still be the same. So the next 2 years would be a little easier. But that second year of the buyout will be a little difficult to swallow for someone who's not on your roster. But if you want, if the Florida Panthers want, they could go the trade route and trade something for a draft pick, like a anywhere between a 4 and a 7 pick in order to split the buyout costs with another team. But how many teams are willing to do that? That's the question. Because let's not forget, we are still in a flat cap world for at least a few more seasons. We don't know when the cap is going to go up, but I'm very optimistic with the TV deal with ESPN/Turner Sports that the cap could go up and that the teams could have more wiggle room to spend. So hopefully in year two, in the 2022-23 season, when that cap hit is $5.39 million for Keith Yandle, that there's a little bit more breathing room for the Florida Panthers, that they could still make the moves that they want to make and still be competitive. Bill Zito has been able to do cap gymnastics this whole season with trading Matheson's contract, getting Hornquist, trading away Brett Connolly's contract. Let's not forget that one. That was a big salary dump that was really great for the Florida Panthers and great for the Blackhawks too. And a team that's rebuilding that can take some cap and while their contracts expire as well, so they could create money later to sign. So that's a great trade for both teams. So it's going to be hard to swallow in the second one because that's the last year of the initial contract. But again, the play of Keith Yandle hasn't improved. And a buyout at this point seemed inevitable. But you know what's also the best part for Keith Yandle personally? Let's talk about the human side of this. If Keith Yandle isn't on a team, his streak doesn't end. If he's not on an active roster, his streak doesn't end because that's not in his control on whether a team wants to sign him. Sure, he can be valuable for a young team, up-and-coming, rebuilding team. I think that Keith Yandle can be valuable for that. But if he's not on a team, the streak still stands. And it could work out for both sides. The Florida Panthers can still give him his money. They can at least part of his money. The total savings for the Florida Panthers on the remaining part of the contract would be $2.4 million if they were to buy him out. So they'd be saving $2 million over the next 4 years. And Keith Yandle, if he were to sign with the team, he would still have that streak and both sides win at the end of the day. And he still gets paid while earning another contract. So if you're Florida, if you're Keith Yandle, I don't think this is necessarily a bad situation. Yeah, he loses out on $2 million at the end of the day. But for the Florida Panthers, it's ridden its course. That's the best way I can put it. It's ridden its course, and it you just can't have $6.35 million for quarterback on your power play who just keeps making mistake after mistake, and you just can't continue to justify those mistakes. And that's why I think Frank Cervelli had Keith Yandle on his list, because it's been something, because let's also not forget that Bill Zito and Joel Quenneville weren't here when Keith Yandle originally signed his extension. So it was a Dale Tallon signing. So Bill Zito inherited the mess of Dale Tallon. And Yandle was signed to a 7-year contract back in 2016. That feels like just yesterday. And there's 2 years left. The play hasn't improved. So at this point, the Florida Panthers kind of have their hands tied with what to do with them. But for both sides, it's best if both move on. And again, he gets his money. Florida Panthers are better off in the long run. And a point that Jacob Winans made today about Keith Yandle is that this is happening before the expansion draft. So it doesn't have to happen immediately. But the Florida Panthers could ask Keith Yandle as well to waive his no movement clause as well to open up that protection spot. for the Seattle Kraken, which, again, the expansion draft for the Seattle Kraken will be on July 21st. So mark your calendars for that day when it comes to the expansion draft. So the Florida Panthers can ask him to do that. But at the same time, it's ultimately up to Keith Yandle to decide whether he wants to waive the no movement clause so to open up a protection spot. It doesn't necessarily mean that Keith Yandle will be picked up by Seattle, but it gives the Florida Panthers a little bit of more security that they could protect more of a player that they want when it comes to the expansion draft. Or they can ask Keith Yandle to waive his no movement clause ahead of the expansion draft, which the expansion draft protection list, if you guys want to write more stuff down, the deadline is on July 27th, while the buyout period when the Stanley Cup is awarded ends on July 27th, which is the day before free agency on July 28th. So the buyout period is 24 hours after the Stanley Cup is awarded to July 27th. So the Panthers have that window to go to work, to try to make something work with getting rid of Keith Yandle's contract, whether it's the expansion or the buyout. So they have more than one option, but that's if Keith Yandle is willing to waive that no move clause. It's ultimately up to him. In the next segment, we're going to talk about possible trouble for the National Hockey League and the Olympics in 2022 in Beijing, China. Stay tuned right here on Locked On Panthers. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC/MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news. Sign up for bonuses and contests information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their run to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Use the promo code Locked On. So Commissioner Gary Bettman and Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly spoke to the media last week while I was on vacation, so I couldn't bring you an update on the time about the Olympics. And they talked about the scheduling. They talked about the Blackhawks investigation, which at the time when Jack and I recorded our crossover, we talked about prior to the recording that it wasn't appropriate to talk about that situation. We want the legal process to do their thing. And we, as podcasters who are not lawyers, who we thought it was appropriate to not speak about that topic. As far as the Olympics, Gary Bettman and Bill Daly spoke to the media last week, and this is what they had to say about the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing.
Next question comes from Scott Burnside of The Athletic. Go ahead, Scott.
Thank you. sorry, Gary, you alluded to the schedule coming out in short order. Can you tell us whether there is an Olympic break as part of that schedule, or where are we at with that and what that might look like?
We don't know as of right now, and that's causing us, in addition to consternation, a fair number of issues relative to getting next season up and running. It's reaching the point that we're getting concerned about the impact on that season because of the uncertainty. And this may be a good time anticipating future questions. Bill, why don't you give an update as to where the Olympic issue stands?
So, I mean, it's still very much a work in progress. All parties are engaged. You know what the league's traditional and historical position has been on the Olympics. We remain of that view. And in fact, with the future games in Beijing and the continued uncertainty with the virus and the games being halfway around the world, not necessarily an ideal games to elect to go to. Having said that, we negotiated in good faith with the Players Association last summer. We agreed that if the conditions were right and we could reach agreement on all the material issues, that we would commit and support going to the Olympics. And that remains our position. We've deferred to the Players Association to try to work through those issues. And that continues, as I said, to be a work in progress. But as Gary alluded to, time is running very short. So hopefully we'll have some resolution soon.
We have real concerns about whether or not it's sensible to be participating, having our players participate and us shutting down the Olympic break. But as Bill said, we made a promise that if it can all be worked out, then we'll go along with it. But we are concerned both about the timing right now and about the open issues, prospects of action.
Next question comes from Andrew Ardini of NHL.com International. Go ahead, Andrew.
Good evening. Just wondering if you have an update on the timeline of the Olympics, if that needs to be settled by the time that schedule is released in a few weeks, and if there's any other updates on any other international events. Thanks.
I think the timeline is kind of what we suggested in the sense that we do have a schedule that needs to be released in a couple of weeks. I think the commissioner alluded to the fact that we typically release our schedule between the end of the Stanley Cup Finals and the draft. Obviously, the draft this year is July 23rd. So I would hope that we will continue to work through the issues and know where we are well in advance of that.
We're already past the time that we hope that this would be resolved. And that's why I said before, the uncertainty that this is causing on the scheduling and everything we have to do for next season has become concerning. We'll deal with it, just as we've managed to be agile and flexible over the last 15 months. But we're getting to be on a rather short time frame now because this can't go on indefinitely.
Ooh, so I don't know how to read the commissioner and deputy commissioner on that one. Part of me wants to think the schedule's already set, but they don't even want to tip their hand. I guess it's something that we're going to find out at the time that the schedule drops. Again, they said that it's the time that the Stanley Cup final is over and the time of the draft. So if the schedule isn't ready, that means that the National Hockey League is kind of in a scheduled crunch right now. And as far as the four American sports and Olympics, hockey is in the worst position overall. And baseball has their own tournament with the World Baseball Classic. The National Football League doesn't participate in the Olympics because the National Football League, for the most part, is American. And, I mean, there's the CFL as well, but their seasons don't go on at the same time. The NBA, when the Olympics go on, it's during the off season. So the NBA has an advantage when it comes to the Summer Olympics, but the National Hockey League, it's in the middle of their season. So that's the difficult part in all of this. And that's one of the main reasons why the NHL didn't participate in the Olympics in 2018. And we saw how much controversy the league took for that. And the NHL and the NHLPA agreed that they were going to return to the Olympics in 2022 and 2026. But due to uncertain circumstances with COVID-19, they might have to backtrack on it. From the player's side of all things, it sucks. Because you see players that are in the prime of their careers who aren't going to have an opportunity at all to compete for their country in the Olympics. With the window from 2014, which was the last time, to wait until 2026, that's a 12-year span. And there's some players who possibly won't have that opportunity to compete. But then I think about the global pandemic side of things, that you might want to be careful when traveling internationally. And I don't know the status on vaccines in China, and I don't know how that looks like, but they're having the Summer Olympics in Tokyo this year. So if the NBA and their players are going there, yes, again, it's during their offseason, then also, I don't see a reason why the NHL wouldn't. And the only reason why I would see that the NHL wouldn't participate in the Olympics is money. That's the reason why I don't think they would want the NHL players to participate in the Olympics, because they already lost a lot of money to begin with this season, with a lot of the markets, especially the Canadian markets. They didn't bring in a lot of revenue this year for the league. So Gary Bettman and Bill Daly would want to keep that product consistently going, for if they were to have that Olympic break, that they would feel that some fans might lose that energy of the season and might not be as locked in to the season. So that might be their concern. But at the same time, your players are what makes the league. So you promised your players that you were going to go. And if players want to go, they should have the right to go. And if players want to opt out because they're concerned about COVID-19, then that's their freedom to do so as well. And that should be respected. I will not fault a player for not wanting to travel internationally if they don't want to risk getting COVID-19. Again, thankfully, the vaccine is getting distributed fast, at least in the United States. I'm, again, not sure how it looks like in China. So, again, your players are what makes your league, Mr. Bettman, Mr. Daly. So, please, please, please consider that if the schedule isn't set already. So, the players want to do it. So, I think the National Hockey League should honor that. So if you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to the podcast so you'll be notified every single time the Locked On Florida Panthers drops into your podcast feed. Make sure to listen to Locked On NHL and the Crosscheck NHL show, as they will break down the Stanley Cup Final. And when you're done listening to this episode, make sure to tell your smart device to play today's episode of Locked On Today. What's the key for the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals? Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. So I'm Armando Velez, signing off. And you've been listening to the Locked On Florida Panthers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day.